Back at it again. It's your boys, Duke Kibbles and Mr. Untitled himself. I already know they're going to talk their shit because I didn't want to do the podcast this week because the followers did not hit us up in a DM and hit us with these questions. I'm mad at y'all. It is what it is. Fuck it. They got me over here 1:30 in the morning drinking. It's more like 1:11.
1:11.
Crown Apple and
Smirnoff Apple.
Smirnoff Apple Green. These niggas not going to work tomorrow.
First, I'm going to be at work tomorrow, but like I told him earlier, this is the Wait for Eight, episode eight, Wait for Eight.
Hey, man, just happy we finally here. You know, we had a lot of controversy leading up to getting this Wait for Eight together. So I'm happy that we are
together.
I was in New Orleans. Right. My speech got lost.
We miss you already, New Orleans.
Man.
I swear to God. Shout out to Acme. Shout out to Weed Ads. Shout out to Creole House. Where else we
shout out to Tank and the Chess.
Oh, yeah. Got to shout out Tay and Chan. Sheck Snyders.
We got you. But you know he said he hate y'all. He mad at y'all right now. I want to give a shout out to everybody that listen. We just officially got our 100 followers.
Congratulations.
100 followers on Instagram.
I'm just disappointed in our disappointed. Followers.
I appreciate y'all checking us out on Instagram, and we are averaging 105 plays per episode.
Say what?
Yeah, 105 plays per episode.
So we are here tonight because y'all showing us love, so we don't want to disappoint y'all. So we're going to get into our first segment, the Q&A. We're going to pop it right off with the Q&A to get it going. Ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned for some questions.
Please, you know, y'all had to wait for eight. That wait for eight was worth the wait. The wait, here we go. So we're back again. This week's episode is the Q&A. We got questions from some of the fans that we're going to answer. Mr. Untitled, a.k.a. Mr. Drew. This alcohol is hitting me already. So go ahead, brother. Here's what the first question you got.
First question I'm going to ask you, how long should good sex last?
I'm running this one because, you know, I was a Hot Pocket King. In my opinion, I say 15 to 25 minutes. 15, 25? They give you enough time to get in there, do what you got to do, pump it up, and go about your day.
I'm going to say good sex, I'm going to say at least an hour.
Ooh.
An hour? Hold on. Wait a second. Nigga, I'm about 300 pounds.
I'm 230 sturdy, sir.
I'm 300 fatty. So if the fan ain't on and the wind ain't open and it ain't winter time, I'm going to be sweating.
The setting's got to be right.
The setting's got to be.
The AC got to be on 65.
No, up 65. It got to be on 52. 52.
Oh, you niggas big sweaty sweating.
I walk outside and start sweating. I straight out the shower and start sweating.
How long you gonna?
I'm gonna say 20 to 30, man. Enough time, like, cause you gotta realize
we talk about good sex here. We're not talking about no hot pocket.
If you know what you're doing,
a hot pocket is 3 to 4 minutes.
I understand,
but if you know what you're doing, like, I've had multiple females tell me they only need about a good 15, 20 to get it off. They know how they like it. You know, they know where they like it. So if you know the body, like,
I aim to please.
I feel you on please.
I'm like, not with that.
30 minutes is a good time.
I'm gonna need an hour.
30 minutes. 30 minutes is a good time because think about it, everybody got lives outside of the bedroom. So once you get done,
see, but that shit stops.
But once you get done, you gotta think. What if you gotta go to court or something? What if you gotta go to work?
You handle that after or doing.
Well, you know, we gonna move to the next question because this is a agree to disagree moment.
Okay.
So, have you ever been told your sex was whack?
Oh, and if so.
How was your response?
I got this one. See, this is during the hot pocket phase of life. But you know, I knew what I was doing. So you can't, you know, tell me it's bad. Because I knew during the hot pocket phase and what was going on.
So you get what you get.
You get what you get. You put it in the microwave, it come out, boom. How about you doing?
I'd read it. Dude, boy.
I've never had that experience, but I have had moments where I bust somebody down intentionally quick. They didn't say it was whack. But you know, Bernie Mac said it best.
Oh, Jesus.
I got mine. Better get yours. Because, I mean, if I don't like you, I mean, while I'm trying to please you, my reputation ain't on the line. I smashed.
On three. One, two, three. Boo this nigga.
Me, personally, I have never been told that my sex game was whack. My pipe game is
immaculate.
I'm not gonna say immaculate, but it's good.
So 230 sturdy.
230 sturdy. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Clap, clap. Applaud. Clap it up.
Hold on, but just to reiterate about our fans. No, we're not. This not our fans. We gonna call them our bros and sisters. Oh,
there we go.
Man, the gang gang. There we go. Y'all gang gang. Y'all gotta hit us up in them DMs for these questions, because y'all don't know. We literally be up here 2 to 3.5 hours trying to make 30-minute episodes.
And we be on some bullshit.
And we doing it for y'all. No complaints. We definitely here for
so
y'all.
So when we say Q&A time, y'all need to flood our shit so we can have an hour, 2 hour long.
Not nah, saying we're going to get to all of them, but we going to get to the best ones.
Brittany, so you still on the list.
Oh, Brittany, sorry, you know Brittany. You still on the list. I'm sorry, but you on Do Not Disturb. You are.
I swear to God.
We are the people that do not answer your questions.
We're going to say that for the end. We're going to keep the questions
coming,
man.
Go ahead, man.
Somebody wanted to know, how long should you date somebody or wait before you give head?
That's a good question.
That's a good one, because I'm not licking no random.
I'm not licking. You right. You ain't licking no random. I say about month or two.
Nah.
You got the 3-day rule?
Not a 3-day rule.
I ain't going to lie. I'm going to say about 3 months.
About 3 months? They give you time to understand if it's clean or not.
You feel me?
Is it sober thoughts or drunk thoughts?
These sober thoughts, drunk. I say 2 months.
Drunk thoughts.
Whatever the fuck go down.
Dre on the same shit.
So
let's hear this. Right. Let's hear this while you flex.
Sober thoughts, you know, man.
You gonna say a year?
Nah.
Goodness. Me, if you go a year, you ain't getting. She ain't giving nothing up if you go a whole year.
Sober thoughts. I'm gonna give it. You know. Where I'm at in life now,
okay.
So, you know,
we ain't talking about the change.
Let's ask the old Dre and then the sage, sanctified pastor.
You got about a good month. If we make it that far. If it depends on if we rocking every day and you around every day.
Hold on, because I got something for both you niggas. So if it's one, two, three, both you niggas. Okay. Y'all niggas put y'all tongues on anything.
But my thing is, if you ain't in the karaoke lounge, it happened down in the karaoke.
That was just an hour.
That wasn't even an hour.
We ain't even gonna get on that.
It was today.
Say 48 hours.
Still to this day, yeah, brother, can I ride with you, please?
So, drunk thoughts, I do agree with kids.
Nah, man. Y'all niggas nasty. Y'all really out here putting y'all tongues on girls, though?
It's just the point that we being honest.
Bruh.
So, first off, since we gonna be honest, I'm gonna be for me.
Oh, we're not talking about why you do it. We're talking about the time frame.
But when I eat somebody out, it turns me on.
Okay.
You niggas is nasty.
Hey, you know, I said a month or two. I'm a month away from you.
We right there.
No, you niggas, you 30 days, you 60, I'm 90. God damn it, we not third.
We on probation.
We not
third.
Youngest, middle, oldest.
Right, we on probation. That's all it is.
We gonna move to the next question. So, somebody else wanted to know, have you ever been fruit roller?
Who is this person?
We'll get to that later. Have you ever been fruit roller?
Well, yes, I have, and God damn it, I love it.
I have not.
I've been fruit roll up, my bad. I've been fruit roll up. I've been...
You've been grapefruit?
Nah, I ain't never been grapefruit. I've been pop... You know, grapefruit juice getting your whole...
Yeah, oh, it burns. I've seen girls trip.
I'm cool. You really?
Yeah, I've seen girls
trip. I'm cool on that. I've been roll up. I've been fruit roll up. I've been iced. I know y'all been iced before.
I've never been iced.
Yeah, I know.
Cough drop.
Oh, the rock pops, my nigga. You know, rock... Oh my god,
who are you, niggas?
You never been rock pop?
I've never rock pop, ice pop, pop lock and dropped it.
I have been whipped cream, I've been chocolate syrup, I've been strawberry syrup. Oh my god, we're gonna say that for another.
Fruit roll up is an amazing experience. One thing I can say, put the towel down, people,
yeah, because it's nasty.
You ain't never been fruit roll up.
And dudes, fellas, make sure y'all shave y'all nuts, cause when that fruit roll up get a little, you know, little,
And they gotta come time to get off.
And you gotta, it's gonna hurt.
So what they saying to y'all is, my our female listeners, you know, if you love your man, you want to surprise him on Christmas this year.
Fruit roll up him and ice him down.
I say the cough drops. The cough drops give it that warm sensation.
Yeah.
The pop ice. Rocks is. Can find some pop rocks there, you gotta.
So, but where's the pop rock get inside?
It ain't.
Hole?
Nah.
It ain't.
What if you got somebody that know what they're doing? And intentionally.
First off, why would you let her keep?
Because you don't know until you let
her
happen.
Well, first off, you don't pop rock the first time.
What does she want pop rock?
All right, we're going to the next question.
What she want to pop lock and drop?
Right, what does she want to pop lock?
It's some good questions here, so I'm gonna go on. Have you ever hooked up with somebody that was supposed to be a one-night stand?
Hot pocket.
My answer is no.
Hold on. Have I ever hooked up with somebody that was supposed to be a one-night stand?
Well, isn't that what a hookup is?
Right.
That's a contradictory question.
Have you ever ended up dating somebody that was supposed to be a one-night stand?
Nah. Yeah.
You have?
High school.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah. It was supposed to be a one-night stand, and I was a virgin.
Oh, yeah, you know.
And then I fell in love.
Yeah, you know.
And I was like, I love you.
I love you.
And she was like, ooh, this is awkward. I was like, but baby.
Say, this is not going to work, baby.
I thought we had something real. So she went along with it for like 2 weeks and used me out my money. And
yeah. How much she get you out of,
bro?
She got me out about I ain't had no job at this time. So she got me out about $125. I paid her phone bill. This one,
Virgin Mobile at first started.
Oh yeah.
Ooh, goodness.
I had a Virgin Mobile.
Yeah, phone she got me. I was like, and then I brought her around my homeboys.
Hold on, why the fuck was her bill $125 though?
It wasn't $125. I paid it. Yeah.
Oh, you paid a couple of months.
So
you tricking.
I was tricking because then I brought around the homeboys. And the homeboys like, we all smashed that already. I said,
crush your heart then.
Oh, crush my heart. I thought it was love.
Oh no, not at first sight.
I thought it was love at first sight.
She money hungry, baby.
So we gonna switch it up with this question that I got right here, man. This one for the ladies. So she wanted to know what was the most romantic thing that y'all ever done.
Oh, me? I know mine off the reel.
Mine, romantic, most romantic thing.
The most romantic thing
you ever did.
I said romantic. Don't talk about my English.
Okay. I'm still working.
Like, somebody gonna say something.
Yeah, we got to be quiet. I'm going to let y'all have this one. I'm still working on mine.
I kicked mine off. I remember back.
Hold on. How you not know the most romantic thing?
Because I got to get to that.
You ain't in touch with your notebook side?
I am in touch with my notebook side, but I got to have the money to put it together.
Hey, Paul, so I want him to know right now he ain't got to have the money because I'm going to kick y'all off my most romantic thing.
Go ahead.
I stayed in the hood. You know, I had just lost my job, but I was in a relationship, so I wanted to do a little something fancy. So I went to Walmart. No, I went to Target, and I bought some plates. I went to the dollar store, bought the little small candle holders, bought some candles. You know, and I know how to cook. So people that don't know me, I actually know how to cook. My brother is a witness to this. So her favorite food was Alfredo. Uh-oh. So I whipped up the Alfredo. I diced it.
Whipped it up.
I turned off all the lights. I took the table out the living room and put it in my bedroom. Turned off all the lights, all the candles.
Mm. Take notes, fellas.
I put the bottle of wine in the middle of the table. My man had the table match. I had candles all over the place. When I say she walked in there and her mouth dropped, because I've always wanted to do a candle like Dana, but I wanted the privacy of doing it. So I thought about a restaurant, but I had just lost my job. So, you know, I set the mood. I had the box of chocolates, and I think I had cheesecake. So I spent like $90, but you're going to spend, you know.
But you're going to spend, right?
So, you know, I set the mood. Like I say, Chef Bard Drake whipped it up. Boom, boom. We blew the candles out by the time the night was out, and I ain't talking about with my breath. Because when I say I did my thing,
I hope you didn't blow it out.
So he put it down, he blew it out with his ass.
Right. And she's licking the gooch.
No, she's never licked my gooch. So we opened chapters in life together, but she didn't lick my gooch. But that by far, like I say, in my mind, I'll never forget the moment because it was something I've always dreamed of.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm a veteran, you know. One day I plan to do it bigger. I got some more romantic things we can do. We're going to say that for like a February time. We can get y'all some ideas for Valentine's Day.
Help the fellas out.
You know what? I do got one. It was back in the day in high school.
Uh-huh. Oh, shit.
My brother ain't had no money, but great-grandma always come in the clutch.
Always.
Great-grandma come in the clutch. She got me some incense. She got me some flowers. Oh, this romantic, but the way it is, it ain't too romantic.
All right, well, we listen.
So I got the incense, got the flowers, got a teddy bear.
Oh.
Incense, you know.
Oh, hey, I was we young
incense. So, you know, I bring it to her. She take it. And she takes it.
We'll have it next.
And just puts it in the locker.
Oh.
Yeah. And then, you know, her other boo, you know, brought us on. Like a bouquet of flowers.
Oh,
so mine was like a flower and a half. It was a single.
Oh,
plus two. It was like a dollar at
so
school.
He came and trumped you real quick.
He came and trumped me real quick. And then she kissed him. And then I was just sitting there looking crazy.
I just took my shit back.
Well, you know, it was in the locker. I couldn't open the locker.
I forgot you went to
pack. I went to pack. We had good lockers. You couldn't break in the lockers there.
But see, that's on the east side, all you had to do was give it up.
Kick it at the bottom.
And that motherfucker
so that was my romantic moment.
It was a back dealing with my ex, and she had told me she never like experienced the real Valentine's Day or whatever. So me trying to be the good
Sprite.
Me trying to be the good gentleman that I am.
Mm-hmm.
I tried, you know, plan out a whole day. I had already had my apartment, or whatever. So I went out. I bought all white sheets. I had bought some little rose. Oh yeah, I went all the way out.
But white sheets though.
Hey,
white
sheets. Okay, so look. Let me have his back. Yeah. White sheets give you that thought of a hotel room.
Yeah.
You gotta set the mood.
It's like
so.
It's like player shit, bro.
Yeah.
Just sit back and
like
listen.
Some ice white sheets.
Sit back and
some
listen to the story. Yeah, it was ice white, crispy polo at that. I bought it from TJ Maxx. Yeah.
Two times.
TJ Maxx
had a deal.
Boy, TJ Maxx stay with a deal. Okay. What you talking about, boy? I bought this shit for like $49.99. Back to the story. So I had said I had already planned out what I was gonna do. I was gonna make her mad at me, and then boom, I was gonna surprise her with the shit. So we had went out to eat. And I had made her wait in the car, and I was like, I'm just finna go in here and change my shirt real fast. So I hurried up. I ran in the crib. I ran some bath water. I, like, put little rose petals, like, leading up to the bathroom and bedroom or whatever. And I sprinkled some rose petals in the water, in the bath water. I sprinkled some rose petals on the bed, like, spelling her name and shit.
Oh,
I had bought her purse.
Trying to get something.
Oh, yeah. I was trying to do that thing. Hey, look, that was my first time, bro. I had to go all the way out. So
ain't nothing like the first time.
You hear me, boy? So I spelled out her name with rose petals and stuff on the bed, and I had bought her a purse too. So I put the purse on the bed and some chocolate. Your boy went all
out. You was trying to get your Gucci.
Yeah, you feel me? That was the goal. That was the goal. So I had so it was like hot water, candles in the bathroom. I had the white sheets, the icy white sheets, cocaine crazy. Had them laid on the bed. Had the purse, the chocolates. And all that, and then I had called her in, and I was like, "What shirt do you think I should get?" She's like, "Oh, you had me out here, and out of this and out of that." I was like, "Yeah, man, just come in and pick a shirt." She came in, mouth was on the fucking floor. I'm talking about straight speechless. And to this day, haven't had the opportunity to do that again.
One of these days, my brother.
One of these days, when I find my, you know.
We got another question coming this way. What's the next question?
I'm gonna let you go. You said you had some questions. You know,
I got questions, but you can hit yours. Finish yours off, and then I'm gonna hit the mine.
Oh yeah,
because mine ain't as good. Which whoever gave us these questions, you just gave us some fire today. We appreciate
Who
you.
Who is it?
I'm skipping this question because mine is a childhood memory that's trash,
bro.
So we say, what is your most embarrassing?
Oh,
I am skipping this.
No, you can't skip it because I got some embarrassing shit on you.
You say your most embarrassing moment.
I did.
I'm gonna put mine
most
on
embarrassing
yours.
Moment.
Yes, I'm skipping.
Why you skip? You can't skip, bro.
In life?
You can't skip.
You know my most embarrassing?
No, I know a couple of them. I don't know. That's what I was talking about.
I will not ruin my image.
No, I'm telling that story.
Your most embarrassing moment.
Fuck
please.
That. I'm telling
you. Oh, my goodness. Most embarrassing moment. I told you. It's all put into one. I tell you on earlier episodes, though, about me having the fake Air Forces and the polo, and the patch South Pole jeans. That's one of them. Yeah, the patch South Pole jeans was the fake Air Forces and the bootleg
my
white
nigga
jeans.
Had them Airs.
I had them Airs, and I used to try to cover with my jeans so the motherfuckers wouldn't know what the fuck they was.
Hold on, I'm trying to think of my most embarrassing moment, though.
I got you. You want to take the cake. So one of my most embarrassing moments, we went to the mall. We was kids. Well, I was my cousin though. And for some reason, I was a nigga that was always not getting no play out of all these niggas when we was younger. Because I guess because my lips was a little chapped, my hair didn't match my body.
Okay.
So these niggas had like Jordan.
You had more lotta?
Had more head than I had body.
All right.
So these niggas had Jordans. They had all the good ass clothing. I had the, what's that shit? The FUBU.
Mm-hmm.
The FUBU jersey.
Oh, yeah. We rocked it.
With the K-Swiss on.
Nah, I ain't never had
K-Swiss. We went to the Galleria. So every time we go to the gallery, the object of the gallery was to get phone numbers.
Okay.
So my most embarrassing moment was these niggas out there spitting the game, getting the numbers. The first girl I walk up to, she's like, if you don't get your ugly ass the fuck out of me, in front of everybody, bro.
Say thugs here for
that. She said, if you don't get your crusty lip ass away from me, I start licking my lips. That was the one day my lips wasn't crusty. I was like, what?
Nigga ain't had no Comex?
Yeah, I ain't had no Comex this time. I was like, baby, how you doing? Don't baby me, crusty little motherfucker. Get the fuck out of my face. And all my boys is right there.
Oh, yeah, that
they
was
like, oh, nigga, no. I was like, but baby, I said you was cute. Can I get your number, please?
Yeah, please.
Can you just,
write, just give me a fake number, in front of my boys.
Help me out. I think that was probably my most embarrassing moment.
Like all Sprite to me, sir.
No, that ain't all Sprite. Oh, it is all Sprite. Go ahead. What's y'all?
Okay.
Okay. What's your
my most embarrassing moment though? I don't know. I got to think on this though. Dre, you know something?
Mm. Nah, stay not listening. Mm-hmm. Stay clear.
Yeah, we.
I am staying clear. I thought
he's gonna have something good, and then you gonna have to come back and get him. And
yeah, I'm gonna have to come back and get his ass.
Mine's horrible.
Nah, I don't think my most embarrassing moment.
Ooh. And my most embarrassing moment was shared with siblings and parents. Yeah. So.
And I was right there.
I am staying clear, ladies and gentlemen.
No, but like,
if I can't think of another one, I got another one.
Hold on. No. Can you think of anything? Like, I ain't gonna put you out there. My boy is scared over here.
Yes.
My boy is very nervous.
I got y'all.
No,
I'm gonna get y'all 2-for-1 special since they think it.
Go ahead, because I 2-for-1 special.
So when I was in elementary school, my mama had this jewelry drawer. At the house.
You put on some girl jewelry.
Hold on.
Let him finish.
I went in her jewelry drawer and seen this girl in my school I like. Valentine's Day coming to her. Oh, yeah. I was fucking
up. Fucked up.
I was in like third grade.
Ooh.
So I went in there, took the ring out, and took the girl the ring for Valentine's Day.
You fucked up.
Mama got home. You know how my mama is.
Ooh.
Crazy as fuck.
I swear.
She got home, seen that motherfucker was missing, and realized I was the last person going there and came to my grandma's house after school, picked me up, say, with my ring, so I tried to lie. She knew I was lying because the school had called, because I guess school had took it from the little girl and called.
Oh, so you was fucked.
Man, when I say she took all my clothes at the house, she's like, oh, you want to get my shit away? I'm taking your shit away. So she had me butt-ass naked, whoop my ass, running outside, had me running under cars.
She had heat on?
She had a heat on my ass. She had the belt out, whooping my ass in front of all the neighborhood kids. I'm underneath the car crying. I'm like, mama, no, please don't hit me no more.
Please.
That was then. And to this day, motherfuckers be like, run the day, mama, whoop your ass, butt ass nigga, under the car.
I real life ain't got no embarrassing moment, though.
Last question.
I'm mad you trying to skip over your turn.
No, you gotta get you one, man.
I have one.
I mean, Dre is always the topic of the podcast.
I have one real life trash embarrassing moment, and that's Skip. So the last question for me, and we're gonna go into one last segment, would be not your girl, but would you have sex with a pregnant girl? Not your girlfriend, not your wife, your woman, another dude's girl while she's pregnant. I've actually done it twice.
Yeah.
I heard the cat better when she's pregnant. So
it is.
It stay like that. Water, you let that soda.
I swear to God.
It stay. Yeah.
Go turn that faucet on.
Just leave it on. Don't even turn it on.
So yes.
I haven't done it.
Stanky leg in it.
Oh, God.
No, I haven't. Me personally, no. I hit a pregnant girl, but she was pregnant with mine.
I was about to say, I hope you ain't stanky leg in it, because if you get too tired, you're going to fall on it. Be careful now.
Can't even poke a pregnant girl like that though.
Yeah, you can't.
No, you can't.
Okay,
they can't take it when they're pregnant, bro.
Well,
no, just speaking from experience,
I believe.
Okay,
so that goes Dre's segment of questions. We're gonna come back and get my last little three questions out the way. Stay tuned. We back again. It's your boy Kibbles for the last part of our segment, and it's time for my questions that I got from some people. Mm-hmm. Appreciate the people that gave me these questions because they some good ass questions. First question is, the funniest strip club moment that you've seen, that you've been in, or what has happened to you, or that you experienced. I'll take it off first, because Kibbles got a good one. The first time I ever go to the strip club,
it was with your boy?
With my boy, Joe Taylor.
Oh.
Joe, you my boy, godfather to my daughter, you my boy. Went to strip club first time with Joe. Got a homeboy, I'm not going to say his name, because I don't want him be embarrassed. We went to PT's over when it was in Brooklyn.
Okay.
That's how long ago this was. It was about 2000. Yeah. We was freshly 21.
I didn't even think about it.
So we go in there. Our homeboy, I told everybody before we went, hey, put two pairs of pants on. I got time for y'all having erections. I don't want to see none of that stuff.
He done already started left. Goddamn.
We get there. I had to $5. You know how how I do. $5 kibble.
Two nickels and a quarter.
So we get there. So we all sitting around the table. She pull our homeboy on stage. Joe, you know what happens next. He get on stage. He lays on stage. And she tells him to pull his shirt over his head. So putting the shirt behind your head.
No, hold on.
First bad part about it is, she said, hey, put your shirt behind your head. This man is a grown man. That's at least he was 19 at the time. So you know how to put your own shirt over your head. So he is like, I do it like this. I put it over my head. So he put it over his head, and she said, lay on your back on the stage. So he laid on his back on the stage, and she handed me the three ones that he had in his hands. And she said, fold these ones hot dog style and put it on his face.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, first off, I'm not getting paid for this. This is your job.
Say so you the goddamn circus.
You're the
attorney.
So he was like, she's like, all right, cool. So she folded her hot dog stuff, put it long ways on his face. And she proceeded to try to pick the ones up with her lips.
Oh yeah.
And not the lips on her face.
I've
seen that happen before too.
And you ever watch Daddy Daycare?
Yes.
And the little boy went in the bathroom to pee. Well, she missed.
She hit the lips?
She hit her lips with his lips.
So he gave a little mwah.
She gave a little on his lip. On his lips. And then
and that was Joe?
No, it was our other homeboy.
Oh, okay.
And on top of that, what makes it worse, she did that, she undoes his pants and pulls the stuff out.
She whipped heat out?
She didn't whip it out, but she pulled it up and said, oh, baby, it's going to be okay. Yeah.
She
gave him the bum bump, and then she told him his stuff was small. And then we went to IHOP later that night, and we was eating the pancakes, and he's like, man, I still taste it on my lip. So that is my strip club experience for the first time.
I'm going to go into mine. Y'all know. Every time. I love the booty club. So, my funny story would be Scotch. I'm going to go with my little cousin, Scotch. We went to Slip for my birthday. I think it was my birthday.
Which time?
First time I saw Starfire.
So not the pirate.
First
jacket.
Off,
it was the pirate.
It's a backstory of the story. This boy would throw his whole check for this girl.
This boy would throw his 401k.
That was
his
life.
Oh, you changed man.
You changed man.
He found the Lord.
Won't he do it?
But nah, like I remember, I was on the chicken plate.
Oh goodness!
And anybody to know the Slip clothes? RIP to the Slip. You started it off. Slip had some fire ass chicken.
I swear to God.
So while I'm ordering my plate, I see all my little cousins swarm around my cousin Scotch. He didn't whip out his piss in the corner.
What? He didn't
make it to the bathroom.
Have I ever met
him? Yeah. We were paintballing. So he whipped out in the corner of the strip club. They done formed a wall around this man. He pissing in the corner of the strip club.
He tripping.
So that's, and on top of that, I ain't gonna say the stripper name. I remember I was watching her dance. She going to work on broke. Every 5 seconds, she reached down in this motherfucking pocket, throwing a motherfucking buddy on the ground. So I was up next to get a dance.
That was that same night?
I went in that motherfucker with my money and a motherfucking landing. I was like, you ain't gonna get me.
I got the worst one by far, though. So this had to be my 22nd or 23rd birthday.
I went with you.
That was a while ago.
Yeah. Not that long ago. Shay, you heard the forecast, goddamn. It wasn't that long ago though. But nah, cause I remember that's the first year I bought them Pradas. Mm-hmm. And I went out to strip clubs with Prada. Oh yeah.
I had some Pradas.
Prada, baby blue joints. But me and my cousin Man, shout out to Man. We go inside the Slip. And Man, if y'all don't know Man be on bullshit when he get drunk. You know, so he tell his stripper, like, she was hurt. I'm not gonna lie, out of a 10, she was probably like a 3. So she tell this stripper that it's my birthday. So
it's your birthday.
She proceeds to set me down in this chair. She give me a little weak ass lap dance or whatever.
Was that weak?
It was weak as fuck. I'm talking about, like, she tried to shove me a little poo down and shit. Like, it was just petty. So I proceeds to get up, and this tall tree start walking past me. I'm like, damn, okay, I like the calm trees sometimes. So she get the twerking on me. Mind you, she twerking on me like right here. That's how tall she is. Her booty right here.
On your stomach?
On my stomach. So she walks off, and I see a straight
doodle mark on my hoodie. My brand new polo hoodie, bro. I was
Wait,
so
had a doodle
motherfucking pissed, bro. I was pissed like motherfucker. I'm not even gonna lie. I straight walked up out the club, bro. No bullshit.
Pause.
Yes.
You said you had a six-star
on this shirt.
Brand new, freshly.
Did you, please tell me you left afterwards. You stayed a little longer.
Now I got my plate and I left, yeah.
So you was there for another 20 minutes?
No, about 5-10 minutes.
You didn't confront her?
I pushed that bitch up off me, but you know you can't touch them strippers and that. Them bosses will beat your ass in that motherfucker.
Oh, no.
So,
yes, I had shit stains on my brand
new.
Hey,
I wonder when we go to the strip club, I always just go for the chicken and take $5 with me. Ain't nobody dancing on me.
Hey, yo, so while we on strip club moments, I just want to say, we was just in New Orleans.
Oh, yeah.
And when I say, bro,
we got tricked. We got catfished.
I'm going to put it this way. I'm going to put it out there. We went in the strip club. They was like, oh, baby, I can't dance on you while the girl on the stage. Mm-hmm. Rule one, they said they had.
Mm-hmm. Rule one.
Hold on, tell them about how we even got in that motherfucker.
Yeah, we ain't gonna go that deep. Oh, okay. We gonna be respectful. Rule two. Oh, baby, you know, we don't get naked like that, baby. Rule three, you know, hey, man, you know, we respectful. We a little different.
Now, mind y'all, we from the east side, so you know them hoes get butt-ass naked over there.
So I just want to say, when the, you know, the groom showed up.
The groom.
Oh, you talking about the second strip club. I thought you were talking about the first one.
When Chan showed up.
Okay. I thought you were talking about $5.
Hey, when I say all the rules went out, Tom, we had motherfuckers dancing.
Let's just say it's safe to say that them hoes was going.
Let's just say a girl went even there and she takes my lines and pictures of her playing with that punani.
Man, punani.
Let's just say I had a girl put her panties down.
Oh, my goodness. Oh my goodness! You
gonna lock that down a little bit, boy?
Lock that
down.
We just gonna say we turned New Orleans to the same. We turned New Orleans to East Saint.
And New Orleans know what East Side is. Let's just say
we made a movie.
Couple of them.
Shit. I spent a whole.
Hey, shout out to fam. He went in the back. Baby girl said he working with a monster. He ain't going into no names, but shout out to fam.
Who is fam?
I don't know. We ain't going to no names.
Nah, we got to say names.
We going to go to names we'll later on. When
y'all ain't going to go. Who? Our cousin? Shout out to my boy. You know who you are. Alaska Bell. We going to leave it at that. We going to leave it at that.
Two initials.
Two initials, one word.
Sometimes.
Shout out to that Alaskan frontier.
He said that was the last segment, man. I don't think we got nothing else for y'all. So we going to go into, you know, we going to close it out real soon, man.
And you know how your boy Kibble close it out. Thank y'all for listening. Go hit us up on Instagram. Hit us up on Snapchat, that Duke and Kibbles. Spell out that Duke and that Kibbles.
That D-U-K-E to the K-I-B-B-L-E-Z.
Because you know... It's Kibbles. It's French. Kibbles.
And it's Mr. Untitled, man. You know, always coming with some wild experiences, man. You know, life great. So, you know, I was living my best life. You know, I'm trying to be a little humble.
Oh, so you're trying to tame him now?
Trying to tame my
He trying to be changed.
He say he been saved.
Hey, man.
Save him. He don't want to be saved.
That garter changed my life. If y'all didn't see, I wish somebody made a video of my reach for that garter.
I seen it. You did look like Odell.
Hey, Odell the garter.
You know Odell the garter that was on his cousin's thigh. Yeah, then you realize who thigh came off.
And I'm doing on the ground.
Tay. He fucked up, Tay.
That's the wrong motherfucker to catch.
I just hope you wasn't sweating that day.
Oh, man. Hey. Somebody told me it had just got put on her thigh like 2 minutes ago. But again, like, shout out to y'all, man. Like, the Q&A, y'all, I appreciate the people that send me questions. Y'all make this segment, man, so we need y'all, like, real life, you know. Don't listen to what Duke say right
Fuck
now.
Fuck all that. I still got smoke because ain't nobody write us in our DM on Instagram.
But we need that. Like I say, y'all based on how we do this. We trying to go live soon on IG for y'all so we can do this Q&A live. We did this fan base for y'all, man. We here for y'all, and we got stories, man.
And we also trying to do a Facebook, you know, vlog, too, so be waiting on that. But
I tell y'all, like I told y'all earlier, we appreciate y'all sticking with us because I know We supposed to have this done yesterday. We in the Tuesday now.
So what? I didn't feel like doing it. I got a little discouraged.
We gave y'all a nice episode.
We tried to come in hard for y'all since we was a day. We almost 2 days late. We try to come in and give y'all the great show.
We got November coming up. We gonna give y'all gift ideas for Christmas for your
girls.
How long
are you exposing too much, bro?
We're just giving you hints.
You 2 months out, bro. Slow down.
But as always, I want to thank y'all. We appreciate y'all. Without y'all, y'all give us momentum and give us strength to do this every week.
Hit them DMs up.
But with my boy Duke always say,
fuck with your boy.
Oh, thank you.